This is Will Gomez calling on behalf of Metro Research. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and the schools in your area. This is a research study, not a sales call. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
How many minutes?
About 10 minutes, depending on your answers at the most.
And who is conducting the survey?
A Metro Research. That's the name of our company, ma'am.
All right.
Okay, thank you. First question. How many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
Two.
Two, thank you. What is your age, ma'am?
I'd rather not answer.
Okay. Can you say between 18 to 29, 30 to 34, 35 to 39, 40 to 44, 45 to 49, 50 to 59?
I would rather, if I have to answer it, I'm going to stop this now. I really,
okay.
I don't know who you are, so I'm either skipping or done.
Okay. How do you describe your gender?
Female.
Thank you. How would you describe your race?
Mixed.
Thank you. What grades are your children currently in?
12th and 8th.
And 8th. Okay, thank you so much. Next question. Which of the following best describes the school where your children are enrolled this year? Is it a public school run by school district, a public charter school, a parochial or Catholic school, a non-Catholic private and independent school, homeschooling, another format?
That's a complicated one. Public run by, like, school committee? I'm not sure if you said that.
School district?
Yes.
Okay.
And parochial.
Parochial? Okay, thank you very
yes.
much. You mentioned you had a child in eighth grade. The following several
yes.
questions will be about this child. Which of the following best describes the school where your eighth grade child is enrolled? Is it a Catholic? That's the one that's attending a Catholic independent school?
No, that's public district.
Okay, thank you very much. When it comes to your eighth grade child's progress in reading this school year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay, thank you very much. To the best of your knowledge, is your eighth grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group, yes or no?
No, no.
No. Okay, you mentioned your eighth grade child is not at the expected reading level for children their age. When did you notice your child was not at the expected reading level, this year or prior to this year?
Prior.
Prior? Okay, thank you. You mentioned you are concerned about your eighth grade child's reading. What concerns you about your child's progress? In your own words, in a small sentence.
Mild intellectual disability.
Disability, okay. Thank you. Next question. Has your eighth grade child's pediatrician ever discussed with you how you can support your child's reading development at home? Yes or no?
No.
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 Okay. What information do you use to understand your eighth grade child's progress in reading and writing? Information from your child's teacher, English language arts, conversations with my child, literacy screeners such as iReady, Early Birds, Diabolus, Star, grade and report cards, parent-teachers conferences, or other?
Everything of all the above.
Okay, all of the above. Okay, thank you.
Minus Dibbles, because he's too old for that.
Okay,
that's the only one. Sorry, the
okay,
teacher
no
comes
problem.
Out.
No, thank you. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? I have received feedback from my eighth grade child's reading progress this year from their school. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Does your eighth grade child's school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading, such as resources to use at home to help practice reading, one-on-one instruction from a specialist, access to an outside specialist, small group instruction, a specific diagnosis to help you understand what your child's reading challenges are, or something else?
Small group.
Small group. Okay, thank you so much. Next. Have you ever looked for help outside of school to support your eighth grade child's reading progress? For example, hire a tutor, enroll in extra reading classes outside of school, got an outside assessment, etc.? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about the tools and methods teachers use in the classroom to help kids learn how to read, how familiar are you with each of the following? Sign, words, lists, and flashcards. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Very, somewhat, not too much?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. What about phonics?
Yes.
Very, somewhat, not too?
I'd say very.
Very, okay. What about three, cueing, and cueing?
No.
No, not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. What about reading recovery?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. What about textbooks by fountains or panel?
No.
No, not at all? Okay.
Not
what
at all.
What about guessing from context?
Very familiar.
Okay, thank you. What about sound it out?
It's kind of like finite phonics. Somewhat.
Okay. What about whole language?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Next. From what you know, what do you think research has shown in the best or most effective way to teach kids how to read? Phonics, sounding out words, cueing, guessing words from context and sentence structure, or a combination of both?
That's a heavy question.
Okay.
I would say a combination of both.
Okay, thank you. Research has found that cueing, which is asking children to guess words from context and sentence structure, does not effectively support reading progress. However, cueing is still a strategy used in many Massachusetts schools. Knowing this, will you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about the use of cueing in some schools?
I just don't know enough about it.
Okay, thank you. How much have you heard or read recently about students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level of reading and tests? A great deal? A fair amount? Just a little or nothing at all?
I'd say just a little.
Okay, thank you. You mentioned you have heard or read about students falling behind on reading. What have you heard in a small sentence in your own words?
Obviously, students with disabilities are not serviced at adequate levels.
Students with disabilities?
Yes. Students with disabilities are falling farther behind, especially with students with dyslexia.
Okay. Thank you. As you may know, more than half of students in Massachusetts are not reading at expected levels by third grade. Knowing this, will you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned about students' overall reading levels in Massachusetts?
That's a heavy question. Obviously somewhat concerned.
Okay, thank you. To the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, that is curriculum that has proven to work in teaching students how to read or not? Yes or no?
Is the question, am I concerned that they're using it, or do I think they should?
I'm going to repeat the question.
Yeah.
To the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, that is curriculum that has proven to work in teaching students how to read or not?
No.
No. Okay, thank you so much. Do you think schools should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means curriculum materials that are proven to work in teaching students how to read or not?
It seems like that should be a yes, but it feels like a trick question.
Okay, that will be a definitely yes or probably yes?
Probably, because I'd like to, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Who do you think should be the most responsible for ensuring students are reading Who do you think should be the most responsible for ensuring students are reading at expected levels? Parents, state education officials, schools, school districts, teachers, school administrators?
Teachers.
Teachers. Okay.
I mean, who is doing the survey? It's so heavy on the ed side, I'm surprised. Is it the MTA? Is that who's paying for the survey?
Yeah, honestly, I don't have that information. We are a private company. I don't know the contractor, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Yeah. Does your
never
A-grade...
done a survey like this.
I understand, and I apologize about that. I just supposed to read verbatim.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you. Next question, and we almost done. Does your 8th grade child have dyslexia, yes or no?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. Does your 8th grade child have an individualized education plan,
yes,
sometimes called,
yes,
IEP? Yeah, okay. Does your 8th grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called,
yes,
ELL? Okay, thank you.
Yep.
To the best of your knowledge, does your 8th grade child identify as LGBTQ+ or not?
No.
No, okay, thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Only?
Yes.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
MBA.
Thank you. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below 25, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 150, or 150 plus?
150 plus.
Okay, thank you so much. Finally, what is your five-digit zip code?
02043. Hingham.
Okay, 00243?
Now I'm like so tired I'm thinking of this myself. 02043.
Okay, 02043. Thank you. Next question, and we're almost done now. Sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We will need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Your responses to the survey will never be used in any report without your permission. Would you be interested in being contacted by a reporter, yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to participate in future research focus groups or surveys about Massachusetts and your community? Participants who take part in focus groups will receive a $100 gift card, yes or no?
Is that on the phone, or how are they done?
Yeah, on the phone or through your email. They'll send you the format.
I'm going to say no because I'm going to get bombarded with calls.
Okay.
No.
And your first name, ma'am?
Diane.
Diane?
D-I-A-N-E.
Okay.
Yes.
And your last name?
DiNapoli. D-E-N-A-P-O-L-I.
Okay. What is the best... What is the best phone number to reach you?
The one you called.
Okay, thank you. What is the best email address to reach you?
I would rather not give that.
Okay. Do you prefer to be contacted by text, message, or email?
Well, this is a landline, so it would have to be a call.
Okay, thank you.
And again, this is just for the reporter.
Yes.
Theoretically? Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
That will be one and done.
Yeah. The options to be contacted are either message, email, or that's it. Either message or email.
Message.
Okay. Thank you. Hold on just a second. Oh, wow. Your phone number is 781-749-0858,
yep,
correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. You too.
Okay, bye.